Welcome to Nevada Newsmakes. On the program today, New Hampshire is done, and we will discuss it with Dory Guy, Marlene Lockhart, and Rue Goodnow. Plus, we'll have a candidate for Reno City Council, Victor Salcido. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
You can't feel the roar of the engine through this. Get the full experience at Auto Show 2016. See, feel, drive. Auto Show 2016. Don't miss Reno's top 19 dealers as they come together under one roof to bring you their biggest selection and best incentives yet. See, feel, drive. Auto Show 2016. February 12th through 14th at the Reno Sparks Convention Center.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel that we're putting at the top of the show today because of New Hampshire. And we're recording this the morning after the New Hampshire elections. Marlene Lockhart is here, partner with the Lockhart Group. Rue Goodnow is an attorney with Parsons, Bailey & Latimer. And Dory Guy is with Emerge Nevada. Pleasure to have you all here. Let's start in the first segment on the Republican side. Any surprise that Donald Trump won or by the margin with which he won?
No surprise that he won. The margin, I think, for me was a little surprising. And I'm heartened that Jeb Bush did well. And I think that's encouraging.
Did you use the phrase well or better?
I used the phrase well. It's on tape. But I thought it was good that Jeb Bush has got his mojo a little bit and is standing up to Trump, and it showed in New Hampshire.
And what about John Kasich?
Well, it was the terms heartened and mojo that I particularly liked. But Kasich, I think, was predicted by the polling. All the reports said the polling was pretty accurate, and they were able to call it right away. So I wasn't really surprised by the Trump outcome, and I think that bodes well for the candidates coming into Nevada. We'll get a little different taste, totally different demographic, as John Ralston said in his column this morning. You know, now we're going to go from the white sort of eastern demographic to a more diverse demographic here in Nevada, and we'll really get a good cross-section for what America thinks.
And the turnout was way up, and
yes,
that was interesting.
Was. I was surprised to see the turnout considering the weather. You know, I'm very surprised that Trump does well anywhere, personally. But yeah.
But he tapped it. But you know, when you talk to people though, don't you get the sense of anger that's out there in the electorate
absolutely.
And frustration?
There's a lot of frustration out there. They're frustrated with our government, with our Congress. They want to see us move forward, but they don't know how to do it at this particular point. So you know, they look at Trump because he says what he feels. Unfortunately, a lot of it is not politically correct, and you know, a lot of our other candidates wouldn't even think of saying some of the things he said. But yeah, people are frustrated. They're frustrated with our government because we can't go anywhere, we can't do anything. Everything is so sluggish right now, and they want change, that's for sure.
It was interesting to see that Chris Christie harmed Marco Rubio, but didn't do himself any favors.
Yes, and I'm pleased with that result. I think
why?
Because I think Chris Christie is going to have to do some serious thinking today.
He did. And he backed out earlier this morning, as I was leaving.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did.
Well, that's good news, at least to me. But he did harm Rubio, and it's going to be interesting, especially here. Well, for the Republicans, South Carolina is before Nevada, and it'll be interesting to see how he does in South Carolina and now in Nevada next, because I do think he was really damaged with that debate. And then
it was almost John Stewart like
right. But then on top of it, yesterday he did it again, mm-hmm. in just talking to a town hall. I mean, and so the Marco Robo outfits that people were dressing up in, it's hard to shake something like that. You know, ridicule is very hard to shake and get beyond. So we'll have to see if he can do it.
Ben Carson, not a good showing.
No, I think he's out.
It's time?
Yeah.
Who else is out at this point?
Well, we just heard.
I don't mean literally, but I mean who at this point are you looking at? I mean, Carly Fiorina, also a poor showing.
Yeah, right. I think she's done. I think going into Nevada, I don't think we're going to have any more drop before we complete Nevada, though, because like I said, this is a totally different demographic. And if you look at the numbers, there was a good graph yesterday over the weekend, Wall Street Journal, that showed the different times at which candidates pull out, and it's a very small segment after New Hampshire. It's very much larger later on.
And one of the things is that the amount of money, both for the campaigns and the super PACs, allows them to live beyond their active life.
Right.
Yep. Another problem with Citizens United.
That's correct. We've got to reform.
Speaking on behalf of the broadcasters, yes. I think not. All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about the Democratic side after this.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
You can't feel the roar of the engine through this. Get the full experience at Auto Show 2016. See, feel, drive. Auto Show 2016. Don't miss Reno's top 19 dealers as they come together under one roof to bring you their biggest selection and best incentives yet. See, feel, drive. Auto Show 2016. February 12th through 14th at the Reno Sparks Convention Center.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great power pundit panel that we're putting up front here because we're talking about New Hampshire that happened last night. It was interesting to watch Hillary Clinton post the election and this morning, positive, full of vigor, despite the fact that she got totally trounced in New Hampshire.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the folks that didn't see that coming, are just naive. Because Bernie Sanders, early last summer, started drawing these huge crowds. And on the previous show, we talked about that and how a campaign, everybody dismissed Bernie because, oh, he's a socialist. He's not going to get anywhere. Who would elect a socialist? Well, in this year of Trump, in this year of anything can happen. So I fault.
And you called that months ago.
And I am very excited for the energy that it's put on the Democratic side. And to see all of those young students last night being bussed in to vote, and they voted for Bernie Sanders, and I just hope that no matter what happens down the road, that everyone will keep their energy and stay energized and stay involved in the process.
I think Marlene's kind of half right about this. The millennials don't.
You're sitting
like,
next to her. For those listening on the radio, this could get dangerous and very ugly very quickly.
The millennials don't trust Hillary Clinton. They don't trust her. They don't react the same way we do to the word socialism. Their first memories of politics were of Clinton scandals. So. It comes as no surprise to me that Hillary Clinton is not now playing all that well to the broad spectrum of the American voting populace in the Democratic Party.
No, I'm not surprised by any of that. I'm surprised the campaign didn't recognize and understand that and shift to work with that. I think organizationally, they missed the boat.
As we go on with things, that the millennials will recognize her background and her experience. I was delighted at the speech that she gave last night. It was wonderful. I also think that we all expected her to do what happened in New Hampshire. We knew that the numbers weren't going to be great for her. But I think as the campaign goes on, we're going to see some big numbers for her.
And when you really look at the delegate count this morning,
she's still way ahead.
She's still way ahead. Yes.
And I mean,
and that's because of the superdelegates.
Right. And it's double digits right now, which is, you know, so small. And there's over 2,000.
She has over 300 superdelegates already. But, I mean, just coming out of Iowa.
In terms of the 2,000 that they need to accrue.
Right.
But so she's doing fine. The problem is the momentum and the perception now that she has to get over after such a huge loss in New Hampshire.
All right, so now the question is, at some point, if Sanders maintains this momentum, the Clinton campaign, whether it's the candidate or the campaign or the super PAC, has to turn to Bernie Sanders' history, and then it's going to get very ugly, do you not think?
I agree. And the message that I take from this is that this bodes very well for the Republican campaign because it's going to turn negative very soon here.
Yeah, I think the Republican campaign has not been negative.
Hang on. We're talking about Democrats here. do you think, you know, Bernie Sanders has played a very positive campaign so far? even being helpful to Hillary Clinton in the initial debates. Do you see there being now a huge Democratic war? Because there's so much money in it. I mean, Sanders has raised so much money, and the organization has been phenomenal for somebody who's seemingly came out of nowhere.
Exactly. And, you know, his campaign donations have been a couple of bucks at a time. But I don't see it getting ugly. I really don't. I don't see Hillary getting ugly. I don't see Bernie.
Oh, come on, Dory, be realistic.
Really, Sam, seriously? On the ground, over the weekend, I had one of the Dreamers stay with me for an activity over the weekend. And the pushback from the Bernie volunteers in Nevada was ugly. Bernie is staying above the fray, but I can tell you the Bernie supporters on the ground are playing rough. And it's very negative already.
Hang on, Dory. In what way?
They immediately set out on tweeting and denigrating the Hispanics, the Dreamers that endorsed Hillary this last week. And they've caused it so bad that Harry Reid had to step in and say, if you're going to mess with Astrid Silva, you're going to be messing with me. Leave her alone. And so it's the undercurrent that you don't see on TV, but the Bernie volunteers have very thin skin. And there are a number of incidents just in Nevada that have occurred that really have surprised me.
Okay, Dory,
go on Facebook and you see them, and it's really irritated me. In fact, I've had to block some of the people on my own Facebook page because of the negativity. And I think it's really, really bad to see this happen.
Arrest my case.
At this particular point. They're acting like children.
All right, but go further.
Well, what just happened here, I think, sort of proves the point that I just made, is that it is probably already turned negative, and maybe the media just hasn't picked it up yet.
And Hillary Clinton and the Clintons are not weakling, sappy, or any of those things. In addition to all the wonderful things that you would, I'm sure, line out for Hillary Clinton, toughness is one of their characteristics.
Absolutely. So I think you're going to see, as she indicated, they're going to revamp, and I think you're going to see a different approach from the campaign and from Hillary.
And I think you're going to see a totally different Hillary in Nevada as far as the campaign is concerned.
In what way?
Winning is the biggest deal. But I also think that, you know, she's going to come out a little bit against Bernie, but not a whole lot. You know, she's going to say some things, especially to his supporters. I think that's going to be the biggest thing that she's going to come out against.
Okay, and I just want to throw one last thing at you, Rue, which is that Bernie Sanders obviously has difficulty at this time as the candidate. I'm not talking about the campaign. As the candidate with people of color and, you know, ethnic audiences, going to visit with Al Sharpton this morning. Your thoughts on that, briefly.
Well, I think that Hillary Clinton does have those deep, long connections with the minority communities that will help her here in Nevada, and so I do expect her to do pretty well here.
And as everybody knows, that most people in this country think that Bill Clinton was the first African-American president.
That's correct.
And that is not an original line, obviously. Yeah. Thank you all very much. Much more to come. This is taking an interesting turn. We will be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
See the biggest and best in RVs at one location starting Friday, 9 a.m. It's the Northern Nevada RV Dealer Show and Sell, backed by popular demand at the Reno Sparks Livestock Event Center. Indoors and outdoors, multiple RV dealers will compete for your business on new and used travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, and motorhomes. Get huge savings on 2015 model year closeouts, big discounts on 2016s, and see what's new for 2017, plus great financing, too. It's the RV show to buy, the Northern Nevada RV Dealer Show and Sell, starting Friday.
Get the Charter Spectrum Triple Play. It's more than meets the eye. With over 200 free HD channels available, it's the most HD you can get. Instant access to over 10,000 on-demand movies and shows. Plus the Charter app for live TV that jumps to mobile devices in any room. All for $29.99 a month, plus free DVR service. Switch to Charter Spectrum Internet. Faster than the speed of WoW. Take off with 60 megs of speed. Bandwidth that lets multi-people multitask, stream movies, play games, watch videos, and share Vines all at once. No slowdowns. Shazam! For only $29.99 a month, just call 877-959-1634. Then pick up Charter Spectrum Voice for unlimited local and long-distance calling. And catch this. No drop calls. Stuck in a contract? Charter pays up to $500 to get you out. Charter Spectrum TV, Internet, and Voice, $29.99 a month each. Plus free DVR service. Call 877-959-1634.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome to the program for the first time Victor Salcido. He is a candidate for Reno City Council in Ward 1, and you're running against Jenny Brekus.
I am.
And you're an immigration attorney.
Correct.
Ever been involved in politics before?
No, not personally. I've been involved in, I used to work at the Legislative Council Bureau, and so I've been around the legislative process. And, you know, just for, you know, as a supporter for other campaigns. But, no, this is, I'm a first-time candidate.
Okay, and the big question is, what is your problem with the current occupant of that seat that you think you should replace her?
Sure. I'm trying not to make this necessarily about her. I'm trying to make this a positive campaign about myself and the attributes and qualities that I could bring. To be perfectly honest, the reason I'm running is a very personal one. My wife and I have a 15-month-old little baby boy, and I think as most of your audience would be able to relate to, fatherhood or parenthood changes you. And one of the things it did for me was make myself ask of myself and of my family, what is it that we can do to make this a better place, not only in terms of a country and a state, but just more locally here.
Okay, well, now this is the city council. You're looking at a period of time where we are seeing massive growth,
absolutely,
not only in Northern Nevada, but in Southern Nevada as well, but particularly in Northern Nevada. There are going to be lots of issues that need to be dealt with in terms of growth.
Okay.
And it's not like imagined growth. We're hoping for growth. This is coming. We're talking 50,000 to 60,000 people coming to this region over the next 5 to 6 years. We're talking potentially even greater numbers if the latest project at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center pans out, where they're looking for a project that will be around 4,000 acres equal to Switch and Tesla combined. Let's talk about specifics.
Sure, absolutely.
We've got about 3 minutes.
Very good.
You
hit a bullseye.
That's the
number one issue. I've already started knocking on people's doors, and it's not a surprise. Their main concern, the main topic they want to talk about is growth and the things that go along with it. Are we ready in terms of infrastructure? Are we ready in terms of the schools? Are we ready in terms of traffic, streets, all these things? That, you know, unlike maybe 8 years ago, 6 years ago, where the topic is jobs, jobs, jobs. Now it's, how are we going to deal with this growth? I like to tell people I'm a pro-business, pro-development kind of candidate. I think growth and the things that we are going to be changing in this city are opportunities. I think other people might think of them as something that needs to be fought against, as liabilities. I'm thinking of it as opportunities. I think one of the main things we need to worry about when it comes to those issues, you wanted to talk specifics, in terms of the infrastructure, for example. A lot of it is cross-jurisdictional issues, right? So you need people in leadership positions who are able to work with each other, who are able not only to work with each other within the council, but also have the relationships and the ability to work as a team with county officials.
So by that nature, are you implying that the current occupant of that seat does not have that ability?
I'm implying I do. I'm saying that I have the ability, the characteristics necessary to work not only across ideological lines, but across jurisdictional lines in every part of the government, because we need to build a consensus here. We need to build...
let me ask you this,
sure.
And I apologize, we're running a little short on time. We're happy to have you come back and certainly do a debate here on the program.
Absolutely.
But one of the things that's going to occur, Lee Gibson was here from the RTC a couple of days ago, and he was talking about the 30-year timeline is now being shrunk to 10, 15, perhaps 20 years, and that there's going to be funding necessary. When you talk to people, are they willing to put up more money towards roads and infrastructure? Are they willing to put up more money towards schools?
I think they would be. I think the concern that they have right now is, do we trust the people making the decisions? It's not so much a question of the need. I think they understand for infrastructure, for schools, the need is there, and I think they're willing to put up the money, whether it's different types of taxes or whatever the revenue would be.
Do they have concerns then about the mayor and the city council as it currently sits? Is it a general view of mistrust?
I think there's varying degrees. It depends if you're talking about a particular office holder and specifically as a council as a whole, or we're talking schools. I think their opinions and their concerns vary depending on who you're talking to.
One of the biggest issues you're going to have to deal with is fundraising. How is that going at this point?
It's going well. We mentioned, I'm a first-time candidate running against an incumbent. It's always going to be difficult. We posted our first C&E report in January, and happy to report that we actually raised more than the incumbent and have more in the bank as of right now.
But it's difficult on both sides, if I'm not mistaken, correct? I mean, people are not opening up their wallets at this point in time.
No, it's still early. It's still early.
And let's leave it there. It's still early. Come back, okay? And we'll do a debate.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
We'll be right back. Thank you for being here.
It's time to update that old, outdated bathroom. That's why homeowners are calling Bath Planet for out-of-this-world service at down-to-earth prices.
Our bath was so outdated, and I hated the bathtub. And I only take showers, so I always wanted a shower. And that's what made me decide to finally get a shower.
Bath Planet has received a 94% recommendation rating from Guild Quality. Design your new bath or shower now with our unique design studio on the Bath Planet website. Our bath and shower designs have been tested and earned the Good Housekeeping seal. That means you get a 2-year warranty, plus Bath Planet offers a lifetime warranty.
Call now during our 60-60-60 sale with 60% off installation of a new bath or shower. Ask about low monthly payments for up to 60 months, senior and military discounts, and act now to receive a free $60 restaurant.com gift card with your in-home estimate. Plus a bonus, the first 60 callers during this program will receive free installation on their bath or shower purchase.
It was Mama's shower, and so she was a little edgy about stepping over and slipping, so we wanted to replace it and make it safer for her.
Ask about easy access tub to shower conversions and barrier free showers, or a relaxing deep soaker tub installed in as little as one day.
Remember, call now during our 60-60-60 sale for 60% off installation of your new bath or shower. Ask about low monthly payments for up to 60 months and the free $60 restaurant.com gift card with your estimate. Plus, the first 60 callers during this program will receive free installation on their bath or shower purchase. Don't wait. Call now.
On our next broadcast, the return of Sharon Angle. We'll see you then.